Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Today we have a really awesome show. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get into it. We're going to be talking about four really awesome bands, starting off with Modest Mouse, then with Rex Orange County, then with Brockhampton, and finally with Broods, which is the smallest band that we're going to be talking about tonight. I'm really excited to get into it, so without further ado, let's just hop right in. So to kick off the show tonight, we're going to be talking about Modest Mouse. You may have heard of them before. They are a pretty decently popular band, I would say. They have one, really popular song called Float On, which is the song I'm actually going to play for y'all tonight. And you've definitely heard that song before on the radio. Maybe you haven't actually, but I've definitely heard it on the radio. Kind of a funny story about Modest Mouse as a group. I actually heard them the first time because my freshman year of high school, my Spanish teacher like loved them and he played them all the time in class. And that was like my first exposure to Modest Mouse as a band, but on all they actually are pretty awesome, so they're really cool. So the band has three members. Their names are Isaac Brock, he's the lead singer and the lead guitarist, Jeremiah Green, who is the drummer, and Eric Judy, who is their bassist. The band talks about their inspirations as being strongly influenced by Pavement, Pixies, XTC, and Talking Heads, which are all kind of like alternative rock, punk-ish bands. But I would definitely say that Modest Mouse is in the category of indie rock or alternative rock type of thing. They have been active since 1992, which is pretty cool because like I was a freshman in high school in 2014. And so when I think about like, in my head, I'm like, oh, when their most popular song came out, like that's when the band formed. But that's not always the case, especially with a lot of these bands that have been playing for a really long time and just haven't gotten a ton of recognition until they had like their one song or something. The band was signed first with the indie label K Records. But before they signed with the record label, they spent almost 2 years recording demos and like rehearsing, rearranging, creating music before anyone really showed any interest. And then they finally signed to K Records. In 1996, they debuted This Is a Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About. And the band has The band's lineup has centered on Brock and Green. So they're kind of like the main people in the band. And then the bassist Eric Judy kind of just like does background stuff. The band achieved mainstream success with their fourth album, which was called Good News for People Who Love Bad News, in 2004, with its single Float On and Ocean Breathe Salty. So that's another thing, that Float On was like really popular when I was in high school. Like I heard it on the radio, I heard it in my classes, my teachers would play it, but it came out in 2004, which is like kind of crazy to think about. That's like it had been out for 10 years before anybody really showed any interest in it, which is like kind of crazy because it's a really good song and I'm really excited to play it for you guys. So let's talk about the band forming. So Isaac Brock and Eric Judy both worked at a small family video store just outside of Seattle. At this point, a little bit later, Brock and Judy became friends and discovered drummer Jeremiah Green, who also lived in Seattle at the time. They met at a heavy metal show, which at that point they decided that they were going to make music together. During this time, they made their first EP, Blue Cadet 3, Do You Connect, which was released by K Records, followed by their first big single, Broke, which was recorded by Steve Wold, who goes by the name Bluesman C6 Steve. So I don't know if you've maybe heard of that, if that is like a more popular name for him or something. And they recorded that under Sub Pop Records at Moon Studios in Olympia, Washington, which is where they got all of their stuff started, was in Washington, and then they eventually moved to Portland, where they're based currently. During this time, Modest Mouse was recorded. Was recorded. What would have been their first album, called Sad Sappy Sucker, but due to constant delays, that album just kind of got shelved and forgotten and was never released for a couple years. Then eventually in 2001, so like they wrote that, they were getting that ready in 96, but in 2001 it was officially released, and it made its way to the pop music world in 2004. So they have some good, like, critical success that maybe a lot of people don't know about if you just know, like, that one song. And all of that success happened mainly between the years 2000 and 2002. In 2000, Modest Mouse released The Moon in Antarctica, which was on its first album at Epic Records. The album was produced by Brian Deck during a five-month session that they did in Chicago. This album was met with critical acclaim, which included a 9.8 out of 10 score from online music magazines such as Pitchfork Media. Despite concerns about it being released on like a major label, the album definitely gained more and more popularity and gained further acclaim for its content. In 2001, they released the EP Everywhere and His Nasty Parlor Tricks, which was a collection of unused songs from recording sessions from their album The Moon in Antarctica. And then in 2002, the band joined Cake, De La Soul, The Flaming Lips, and the Hacksaw Boys on the Unlimited Sunshine Tour. So their more recent stuff is also pretty interesting. About 8 years after their album, We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank, they released Strangers to Ourselves in 2015, and this song gained a lot of popularity. That then was followed by the single Lampshades on Fire, which you've also definitely heard, because that song is definitely pretty popular as well. It's not going to be the one we're going to listen to today, but if you are interested, I would definitely go check that one out. So, without further ado, I'm really excited to play this song for you. This is Float On by Modest Mouse. Enjoy. Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that song. I'm sorry for that weird little like break in the middle of it. It like paused and like jumped, so I'm not sure what happened. That's never happened before. But minus that little hiccup, I hope you enjoyed that clip of that song. And if you liked it, I would definitely recommend going and checking out some other stuff that they've written. So This brings us to the time where we got to take a little break, unfortunately. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about Rex Orange County, which is a super cool band. And I think you all are really going to like it if you haven't heard of him before. So, yeah, I will talk to you guys in just a few minutes. You're listening to Hidden Jams on 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and I will see you all in just a minute. All right, welcome back, music lovers. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. So the next group, which is actually not a group, it's just one artist, and I know I've like referred to it as a group a couple times. My bad. It just sounds to me like, oh, it's going to be Rex Orange County, by the way, but Rex Orange County sounds to me like a group name. It's kind of like when we had Still Woozy featured on the show, that like Still Woozy is just one guy, but that name to me sounds like it should be like a band, but I still think it's super cool. Anyway, not important. Rex Orange County is one guy. His name is Alexander O'Connor. He was born in 98. He's the same age as my sister. In case you were wondering, I know you probably weren't. He is a English recording artist, but he obviously is better known by his stage name, Rex Orange County. He grew up in a village of Greyshot near Surrey. He has released 4 albums, which were called You Will Never Be Free, Apricot Princess, Pony, and... okay. Oh, a live album called Live at Radio City Music Hall. So the Rex Orange County is a teacher given nickname. The OC came from like his surname O'Connor. And so like his name is Alexander. So Rex kind of just came from Alexander and then like OC. And then they like, I guess he looked at like OC and that kind of stands for Orange County. So that's where that came from. His early life, he was involved with music from a really young age. Even at the age of 5, he was a part of the choir at school where his mom worked. He later became a drummer and was a self-taught pianist. At the age of 16, he picked up the guitar and started to produce his own music on just like simple GarageBand-like software. He said that his biggest inspirations and what he listened to growing up was Queen, ABBA, Stevie Wonder, and American alternative artists like Weezer and Green Day. I definitely hear some Weezer in his music. It's different, obviously. It's not the same or even really that similar, but it has a very similar energy that you're like, okay, I see, I get it. The genre that his music kind of falls into is a little bit more interesting. It is indie pop, neo soul, alternative hip hop, and bedroom pop, which is kind of like, I feel like I've talked a lot about that, but and never really gone into like an explanation of what like bedroom pop is, but it kind of describes it as lo-fi and DIY music, which is kind of like music that's produced in your room. Like I feel like when you hear bedroom pop, it kind of like seems like, I don't know, like I don't know what to think when I hear that, but what it kind of turns out is that it is a like more what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, just like self-produced music. So that's kind of cool. Anyhow, his career kind of took off in 2015 when he released his first album. This was his self-released album, You Will Never Be Free, and he released that on SoundCloud. This put him on the musician 2-Inch Punch's radar, who eventually provided him with a management team. The two also collaborated on a few songs, such as Uno, Best Friend, and the song called Untitled. He eventually also caught Tyler, the Creator's attention. So Tyler, the Creator is a really big R&B, rap, very interesting person, but he's pretty big right now in the whole music industry. Tyler, the Creator ended up sending Rex Orange County an email telling that he appreciated the album and also giving him an opportunity to fly out to LA to work on Flower Boy, which was Tyler, the Creator's album that he released in 2015, 2016. Rex Orange County shared the outline for his DIY Uno recording in 2016 when he was just 18 years old. He was featured in Clash magazine, and they wrote that the keyboard riff underpins the hypnotic half-spoken vocals, the one that veers from topic to topic in a hazy burst of creative mania, which is pretty... That is like a big statement, and it definitely is delivered in that song. In 2017, he released his second album called Apricot Princess, and 3 months following that, he released his second... Oh, sorry. 3 months after he released his second album, he was featured on Tyler, the Creator's album, Flower Boy, and co-wrote the songs Boredom and Forward. His work with Tyler, the Creator has really opened up his career, and people have compared his work to other artsy post-genre teen artists. As of May 2018, his most popular track on Spotify is a song called Loving is Easy. It has a lot of profanity, so it will not be played on the show today, but it's a really good song, so I definitely recommend checking that out if you are interested in hearing like his most popular song. That's definitely it. The song we're going to be listening to today is actually called Always. We're almost going to get into that though. But first, he did win an award in January of 2016 in the BBC Sound of 2018 Awards. He came in second. I apparently wrote that he won the award and then said that he came in second. So he didn't win the award. He just came in second to the singer Singrid. But that's pretty cool too. So yeah, let's get into the song. This is Always by Rex Orange County. I hope you guys enjoy.
To admit now I'm on my way. It seems I'm not invincible, but I'm bored of the pain and I need to explain. Yeah, there will always be a part of me that's holding on and still
Alright, that was Always by Rex Orange County. I hope you liked that song. I love that song. I think it is really good. I love his voice. A lot of people kind of described him as like having like talky vocals, but I mean, I think he's a great singer, like in that he was singing, like singing, and it sounded really good. I think that's a super, super cute song, and I definitely recommend going and checking out the rest of his stuff on Spotify, Apple Music, or SoundCloud. And yeah. So this brings us to our second break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Brockhampton, which is a pretty cool artist, really unique, has a cool story. I'm super excited to get into that for you guys. So without further ado, this is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy, and this is exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I will see you guys back here in just a few minutes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today. This is Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and let's get into our third artist for this show. We're going to be talking about Brockhampton next. Brockhampton, it's a band, and their name is always in all caps. So if you ever see it written, that's how it's supposed to be written, in all caps. They are an American alternative hip-hop band founded as Alive Science Forever in San Marcos, Texas in 2010. In 2014, the band rebranded as Brockhampton, led by Kevin Abstract. I don't know if you guys know who Kevin Abstract is, but he is awesome. I'll tell you a little bit about him right now because he is the lead. His name is Clifford Ian Simpson, and he was born in 1996, and he is well known by his name Kevin Abstract. He's an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and director, and is the founding member of the band Brockhampton. His debut album was MTV 1987, which was released in 2014, and it received attention from a number of major music blogs and magazine productions. His second album, American Boyfriend, : A Suburban Love Story, was released in 2016, and his third, Arizona Baby, was released in 2019. He was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, and he never was really close with either of his parents. He grew up without a father, never was really close to his mom, and he didn't even know like what she did for work. This kind of inspired him to produce music, which he started doing at the age of 11. And eventually, at the age of 15, he ran away from home and ended up staying at a friend's house for a year before moving to Georgia to live with his sister. So he did a lot of really cool stuff, wrote a lot of stuff. Then he was in a band, like I had said before, called Alive Since Forever. But at the end of 2014, that band disbanded. And out of that project, the musical group Brockhampton was formed by Abstract when he and the others met Kanye West. They didn't meet Kanye West, sorry. They met on a Kanye West fan forum. Kanye to the, that's what it's called. So, yeah. That's a little history about Kevin Abstract. He's done a lot of stuff. He's worked with a lot of people. He's really cool. I definitely recommend checking him out. The group, being Brockhampton, released their first mixtape called All American Trash in 2016. Then they debuted their first studio album, Saturation, which was released in 2017, followed by Saturation 2 on August 25th and Saturation 3 on August 15th of 2017. In 2018, Brockhampton announced that they had signed a record deal with RCA Records and then released their fourth album, Iridescence, on September 21st, 2018, which actually debuted number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. The album is also the first in their second trilogy known as The Best Year of Our Lives. So, as it probably seems like, they definitely have gained a lot of popularity. They have a lot of really awesome songs, and like I had said, they met through a Kanye West fan forum, and like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a very big Kanye West fan, never really have been, but I can give Kanye West the credit that he does create a lot of good artists, so having the ability to kind of have that underlying history of like knowing Kanye West and working with him definitely helped Brockhampton create some good publicity and good clout, you know, before they really started making music. Okay, so although they were not all a part of the original group, Kevin Abstract, Amir Van, Joba, Matt Champion, and Merrill Wood all met as teenagers, and those are all members of the band. I don't know if I mentioned that before. They all attended the Woodlands High School in Texas, in Woodlands, Texas. And in 2010, Abshack made a post on the Kanye Live online forum asking if anyone wanted to form a band. And like 30 people responded. And then the band Alive Since Forever was formed. And then although the band was only active in 2012, it kind of like dissolved after that. Didn't really create anything mentionable or noteworthy. I've listened to a little bit of the stuff and I'm not a fan. Like, I am the way I am a fan of Brockhampton stuff. So in 2014, they formed as Brockhampton. All of the music from the band Alive Since Forever was removed from streaming platforms in 2017, but a lot of their music can still be found on YouTube. So then moving into kind of like Brockhampton's success as a group, they created the Saturation Trilogy in 2017, which started with a standalone single and music video called Canon, then was followed by the release of Face, which was the first single and video promoting their debut album, Saturation. Throughout the month, Brockhampton slowly released several singles and music videos promoting the album, including Heat, Gold, and Star, all of which were directed by Abstract himself and shot in a local neighborhood in Los Angeles, California. Later in that month, it was announced that Brockhampton was going to be the subject of one of the upcoming Viceland series called American Boy Band, which was set to premiere in 2017, which is cool because I didn't know that, and I actually looked that up, and it's pretty interesting. So if you ever have watched Viceland or any Viceland series, I would definitely check this one out. Saturation, the album, the first one, was released on June 9th in 2017 and gained a lot of critical acclaim and ended up bringing a lot of good publicity and good attention to the group. In 2018, they released their album Iridescent, as well as their fourth studio album, Puppy, in mid-2018. The next week, they announced, the band announced via social media that they had officially signed a record deal with Sony's RCA Records, and Billboard reported that that was correct. They have a lot of stuff that I wish I could cover, but I do want to play a good chunk of the song for you. But I do just want to talk about all of the members. It's a big band. I would say that the most kind of, like, on average, you think of a band, I think of like 4 or 5 people. This band has way more, and I'm just going to read you their names and what they do. And I can't really give a whole definition because, like I said, there's so many. So Kevin Abstract, of course, main vocals, production, video direction. Dom McLennan, he does vocals and production. Romy Hernami does production and record engineering. Joba does vocals. John Nunez is their manager. Meryl Wood does vocals. Bareface plays guitar and does backup vocals. Matt Champion does vocals. Jabari Manuela works on production, as well as Kiko Merley and Ashley Gray. So that's their band. They include the people who do the production and stuff, which I think is really cool because, like, Kevin Abstract himself does production as well. So that's pretty cool. So the song I'm gonna be playing for you guys is called Sugar. This is a clean version because a lot of his songs are pretty explicit. So if like a little parts like do a little like or whatever like exit thing like in and out and it sounds a little weird, it's just because it's muting out the cuss words. But anyway, this song is Sugar by Brockhampton. I hope you enjoy. Spending all my nights alone, waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I'm falling asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for, tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. No, it's hard, but we need each other. I move my ways on my own, don't need nobody, yo. Share your mind when I change my life. Better start believing in myself. And we all now looking for Tell me what I'm waiting for.
lights, deadlands, zooming in, catching all my strikes. Use trade drone for some money, and she gave me all I need for the night. 40 suffice, morally alright, but I need some advice, and I know that I'm acting foolish. Prince will pick me up around noonish. Half a blood, yeah, we cooling. Twisted up, putting all my outcasts, 100 takes eating, yeah, we cruising.
I love you, right? I love you, right?
All right, that was Sugar by Brockhampton. I hope you enjoyed that little clip. I really like that song. I think it has a super unique sound, especially the way it just like starts so boldly. I think it's pretty cool, and I'm a big fan. So we have to take one final break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a smaller band, the smallest band of this show called Broods. I'm really excited to get into that, so make sure you stick around for that. This is Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I will see you guys back here in just a short minute. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me, sticking around. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. This comes to our last segment where we're going to be talking about the last artist for today. But before we get into that, I just like to say, like I like to say in all of my shows, if you are a small band or not so small band or just a band in general that wants me to feature them and play some of their music on the show, please email radio@dominican.edu for a chance to be on this show. It would mean a lot. So I really, and if you are, yeah, just if you're interested, please let me know. I would love to have you on the show. Without further ado, we're going to be talking about Broods, the final band of this show. They are a New Zealand music duo from Nelson, New Zealand, composed of the brother and sister duo Georgia Knott, who is on lead vocals, and her older brother, who is a multi-instrumental musician, Caleb Knott. He also works on production and does backing vocals. They have actually kind of gotten pretty big in New Zealand. They released their first single, Bridges, which went to number 8 on the New Zealand single chart. And then they signed with Capitol and Polydor Records. They released their first self-titled debut EP, Broods, on the 30th of January 2014, which was followed by a full-length album called Evergreen, which was released in August of 2014. After those released, the band has gained enough popularity to tour with Ellie Goulding, Haim, Sam Smith, and Taylor Swift, which is, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Taylor Swift concert, but they're crazy. Like, so many people go to Taylor Swift concerts, so they definitely gained a little publicity from that. They have won 10 New Zealand Music Awards, and in June of 2016, they released their second album, Conscience, and then finally released their third album, Don't Feed the Pop Monster, in 2019, like pretty early 2018. So the formation of this band, brother and sister Caleb and Georgia were born in Nelson, New Zealand, and have been performing together since childhood. They grew up in a very musical family with 3 older siblings, and they would all go along with their parents to weddings and to church performances. They, as a duo, won the talent competition called Richmond's Got Talent at Teenagers in the Richmond Mall in 2010, and eventually attended the same 2 universities. While they were in university, they were members of an indie rock band called The Peasants, who actually won the Smoke-Free Rock Quest music competition in 2011, but eventually split in late 2012, shortly after winning a grant from NZ New Zealand On Air. Georgia began studying music at University of Auckland, and at the same university, Caleb studied industrial design, but they both eventually dropped out to pursue Broods. I don't know why I read Boots. Broods was formed in Auckland in early 2013. The brother and sister project began collaborating with each other and with a music producer named Joel Little, who they met in 2011 at the Smoke-Free Rock Quest when they performed with the band The Peasants. He actually produced Lorde's 2013 Royals, which I guarantee you've heard before. Even if you don't know you've heard it before, you definitely have. So they were definitely interested in joining with that because Lord is pretty viral. So when they were considering names for the band, their manager suggested Broods, and they liked it. They liked the double meaning of it relating to family, as well as a feeling of brooding in their music. In 2013, they released their online single, Bridges, and the song was eventually picked up by a lot of music blogs, earning over 200,000 streams in a week, which is really crazy considering the fact that I hadn't even heard that song or like heard of them until recently. This is another band that my sister introduced to me. MTV described the track Bridges as a bittersweet synth pop echo chamber. That's going to be the song I'm going to play for you guys today. So you'll see exactly what they mean by that very soon. They then signed with Capitol Records and Polydor in the UK and Europe in 2013. So they did a bunch of small things, releasing a lot of albums, really getting their sound down, which brought them up to kind of the present, which they released their third studio album called Don't Feed the Pop Monster, which was released on August 8th, 2018. They released a single first that was called Peach, and then the music video for Peach was released on the 5th of September, and it kind of offered the first glimpse into the Broods' new image and their new sound and how they would be presenting themselves. The image was created by the brother and sister duo after they were dropped by their first label, Capitol Records, which kind of created their second album, like the talks about their hardships that they went through, and that album is called Conscious. So with this new album, they decided that they were going to really show like their energy and like how they want to be seen as a group. Yeah, and then that created how they wanted to be not controlled by their label, and the siblings wanted to have full control over how they presented themselves and how people took their music. So that was kind of the energy with Don't Feed the Pop Monster, that they wanted it to be really their sound and how they wanted to be seen. So we are going to be playing the song Bridges for You by them. I'm really excited to play that song because this was literally the song that like got things started for them as a group. So I think it's a really cool way to kind of learn about a band, get into it. And I won't make you wait any longer. So without further ado, here is Bridges by Broods. Enjoy! When you needed a word just to push it aside, instead of leaving behind you. Okay, that was Bridges by Broods. I hope you liked that. Definitely very different from the other things we've listened to today. Everything was pretty different and very unique. So I hope you enjoyed all of the different things that were on tonight's show. I am sad to say that this brings us to the end of our show this week, but make sure to tune in next week. There is a new episode of Hidden Jams every Friday on Penguin Radio and on the Penguin Radio website. So definitely check that out if you're interested in listening to this show or any of my previous shows. Next week, we will for sure have a real interview with a band that I know personally, so I'm really excited to do that for you all. It's going to be a really awesome show, so I hope you join me next week. But once again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate everyone who listens, if you listen, and if you stick around the whole time. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope to hear you all I hope you all come join me next week for another show. This is Hidden Jams. I am DJ Indy, and you are listening to this exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I will see you all back here next Friday for the next episode of the show. Bye!